You've seen the one where Garfield is imaginary, right? They take Garfield out of regular Garfield comics. It's just John talking to himself.
No, but that's amazing.
Yeah, I forget what it's called, but it's literally just all the Garfield comics there are, and they just remove Garfield from them. It's super sad. Okay, I've got one that I have stolen from another podcast.
That's all we do here.
Yeah.
Nothing's original anymore.
I do want to give this podcast a shout out, though. It is Jake and Amir's If I Were You show.
Never heard of it.
You love it.
Also, they don't need the shout outs.
That's true.
We need them.
That's
shout out to ourselves.
Okay. It was on their most recent lightning round episode, but I think we can make it more of a lightning or less of a lightning question.
Okay.
Here we go. Would you rather drink a pint of urine every 6 months or have a little bit of pee in everything you drink?
Man, I like how little bit.
So I'm
tasteable.
I'm gonna assume, like, I think it's only fair if it's just a pint spread over the rest of the things you drink for 6 months.
Okay, so like either you drink the pint all at once,
yeah,
or you spread it out over every beverage,
yeah,
over that time. Okay,
and I assume it's, like, at that point, it's just like a couple drops, right, in each drink?
I guess. I mean, you have a couple drinks every day, at least, right?
I believe their question specified water for the drinks that it was spread out throughout. So,
so it can't be in a Coke?
Yeah.
You have to just drink pee water?
I think
that's... Which is just pee. It's just diluted pee.
I think that's probably important, because if you chose to spread out and just drank things that would mask it, it wouldn't change your life at all.
Well, yeah, that was my strategy. I would just drink, like,
yeah,
you know, straight bourbons.
All right, so it's only water. All of your water is tainted with pee.
In that case, I think I would just chug the pint and get it over with.
I don't think I would.
Because you have to look at it. You have to see that yellow liquid going in you every time. It's going to be just slightly yellow. You're going to know it's pee.
I would just up my water intake by a lot. I would just stop drinking anything but water so that it was so diluted.
Okay, so you do like a Culligan, like, yeah, a Culligan jug a day of water, and
yeah,
you can't even taste it.
Aren't you supposed to drink a shit ton of water anyway? Like, isn't that...
They were saying that like a few years ago, and they're backpedaling now. They're like, oh, no, if I was too much water.
I feel like everything they say just ends up being... Actually, just do what feels best for you.
Exactly.
Like, stop trying.
Oh, we were wrong? Oh, we do the exact opposite of the thing that we researched and then told you? Okay.
You know what I mean, though? Like, the water thing, I think now they're just like, don't feel thirsty kind of thing.
Pretty much. Exactly.
It's like, just listen to your body and it'll be fine.
Just drink when you need to. If you start peeing like dark, dark colors, probably drink more.
Yeah. But also, like, other things, like the food pyramid and stuff. Although I guess that's not really, you can't really detect that as easily as whether you're dehydrated or not. It just sort of slowly creeps up on you and then your heart fails.
Yeah. Well, just in the vein of like the general science being totally off.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Definitely a perfect example of that.
Yeah, they've definitely fucked up the food pyramid a couple times so far. And, like, who knows if the most recent one is even going to be correct.
Yeah, I mean, they just flipped it over, like, on its head, so...
Yeah.
What's next? We have to turn the pyramid sideways, actually. we're somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. It was completely the opposite of what they thought before.
Yeah.
All right, back to the question.
You have to have grains on Tuesdays? Poultry is actually poison. And
that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, poultry is the new sugar. Sugar's had its time in the fucking limelight of scrutiny. It's time to focus on chicken next.
Birds are definitely terrifying and disgusting, so it wouldn't surprise me if they were bad for you.
Yeah, why does it not set off a red flag that their meat is a different color?
Why doesn't it set off a red flag that they pee, poop, and fuck in the same hole?
Exactly. Like, what is it? What religion doesn't eat pork?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. But
and like one of the reasonings is it's a filthy animal. Like yeah. It's a cloven hoofed animal.
Yeah.
At least it fucking shits out of a different hole than it fucks with.
Yeah, and why are cloven hooves worse than terrible raptor claws?
Yeah. Why are we eating tiny dinosaurs?
Yeah. We're anti-bird on this show.
So fucking anti-bird.
All right, back to the question. Would you... You'd go for the pint?
Yeah, I'd do the pint. It's not that bad. I'd shout out Joe Rogan right before.
Every 6 months, you hold your nose and down a pint of urine.
Yeah. Sucks, but it's better. I'd probably puke after.
Maybe... Maybe you'd get used to it.
You probably would.
You'd just be like, yeah, it's just a thing I do every 6 months.
Yeah.
But I'm still leaning to just having tainted water. I don't think you would taste it in the tainted water, as long as you kept up your water intake.
I don't think you're going to get the real benefits of urine therapy if you spread it out over 6 months.
Okay, tell me about urine therapy.
I don't really know any hard facts about it, if there are any. The long and short of it is you drink your piss.
Have you ever had a girl want to pee on you?
I've had a girl pee on me in the shower.
But not
more than one.
Not in a sexual capacity? Wait, why are they being on you in the shower? That takes like serious acrobatics or like intent. Was it just on your feet?
Sometimes they just forget they're peeing.
No. Lies.
It's what happens with girls, man. No. It's just they don't have control like we do.
I mean, I think that's partially true, but if your girlfriends are telling you they couldn't tell and they were accidentally peeing on you, that's a lie.
Well, too late to ask, I guess.
Yeah, no, I think like wanting to pee on someone in a sexual capacity is probably very heavily weighted towards men, like who have the desire to.
It's probably true.
Although, also weighted towards men is probably wanting to be peed on. So,
I think so dudes are just more into piss in general.
I just feel like that's probably
waterworks.
I just think that
wet work. What is it called?
Water
is wet work. Murder stuff.
I don't know.
Or is it?
Oh, it's water sports, not waterworks.
Right. Water sports.
Yeah,
is the term for golden showering.
Yeah.
And that the genre of golden showering.
Yeah. I think it's because men have dicks and you can like aim it and have fun with it. You know. I feel like
true, but is it more fun to play with a sprinkler or have you ever ran through the sprinkler or ran through one solid beam of water? What's more fun?
I just don't think I think peeing for women is a utility and peeing for guys can be fun. And that's why it's sometimes there's like something that happens and they move it into the bedroom.
Clearly, you've never seen the She Whiz or the Sheeness.
She-wee.
Or the she-wee. They come in various brands now. It's they've really taken off.
That thing seems so messy to me. I don't have a vagina, so I don't know. But it feels like if you put a suction cup on the outside, you're just... The whole area is going to be wet after.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem...
I agree. And you're still not... Like, it's... You're not getting the pressure that a dick has. Like, you're just... It's just like a... You know what I mean? It's like... It's as if you poured piss in a funnel.
I do know what you mean.
It's not pressurized.
I know what you mean, but I don't know that that's true. That
like, I imagine it just falling straight down. Like, there's no arc to it. Which is key.
I don't know that that's true.
You gotta clear your body.
The pressure doesn't come from the dick part, though.
Of course it does.
No, like, you push it out from inside.
Yeah, but once there's that, like, airlock, there's, like, that barrier there.
Oh, you're saying because
you're losing all the pressure inside the funnel. When it comes out of the funnel, it's just going to be like a dribble,
right?
Or like a straight downstream. That's how I picture it. I'm not on the engineering team, but I'm guessing this is an issue.
I don't know. But like, if a woman peels back the labia and pees straight at the hole, she can shoot it a bit.
Okay.
But you're right. Like,
if she shoots it straight down through the funnel hole, then I guess problem solved. But then the shiwis is just redundant at that point.
Yeah. I feel like this shiwi is redundant. I feel like they should just, like...
You should just practice...
Yeah.
Aiming your sniz.
Yeah. I feel like that would be cleaner in the long run.
Yeah, just evolve, ladies.
Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by the game of golf.
It's all about how much you can hate yourself. Let's do an Ask Reddit.
Okay.
Stolen content.
Great.
Okay. Life is a video game. God is a developer. You get to submit one bug report.
Okay. Oh, there's so many. I have so many bugs. It's my body.
Yeah, body bugs.
I mean, yeah, that's the first thing I think of. Like, can we stop, you know, like arthritis or bad eyes or, you know, one of those things?
Yeah.
Is that a bug?
How would you word it?
I don't know. This patch fixes the eyeball drivers so they stop failing early.
Yeah, well, that's a release notes, but close enough.
Do you have one?
I would probably do, why can we not access our Prime Directive? Why do we not have root access to our brains?
That's a really good one. I don't know if I can best that. But also, I don't know if that's smart. I feel like we're not meant to know.
I don't know. I don't think we're smart now.
I feel like if we knew for sure how futile this existence was, nobody would try anymore.
Yeah. Okay, how would I word that? My main nav point seems not to be showing up.
What is my purpose?
Yeah. I think my mission heads up is malfunctioning. I seem to have no motivation, fuel, resources.
I think you're sad, bro.
What would be a bug for, like, war? Like, how do we get world peace out of a bug report?
I feel like a lot of that might have to do with religion or money. So we need to attack one of those things with the bug.
Dear developer, it seems like a large number of us seem to be obsessed with these delusional figures like yourself. I know this is kind of insulting, but can you make it so, like, you are not in the picture?
Yeah. We also need to get rid of money, though. Because if you just get rid of religion, we'll just fight wars over solely money. Like we're already doing with oil and whatnot.
What if we said, can you turn friendly fire off?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess that would work. It implies that we're all on the same team, though, so we have to make sure of that. You know, you could just be making wars worse if it was friendly fire, like nation on nation friendly fire, because they would just rush in and shoot through each other kind of thing.
I guess we should specify. We need friendly fire off for team humans.
Yeah.
For team Earth.
Yeah, team Earth. Don't say humans. So we'll just start a war with the apes or something.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to. They'll be the only ones that guns work on.
Yeah. I'm still stuck on body stuff, though. Like, what about knees? Knees are dumb. Like, we didn't evolve correctly.
Yeah. Okay. There seems to be... widespread corruption in the kneecap region. Many humans. I need better cell shading in my abdominal region, please. It's not really, the texture's not really reading. Like, in my mind, I feel it's hard and bumpy, but like, it's rendering as smushy. It's rendering very soft.
All right, so what I've gotten out of this conversation so far... is that you have both body dysmorphia and depression.
Yeah. Serious bugs.